Okay, I've been trying to record this intro for the past hour, but this is the best podcast. Gone wrong. I don't have the other dude, just me, my niece. Other dude, we're on good terms, he's just sleeping or something, I don't know. But, yeah, Anchor, I love you, please pay me. Been living on macaroni for the past 2 years. Yeah, I've been gone, I'm back. If you like it, keep watching. If you don't, don't. Anchor, give me money. Yeah, watch it, just watch it. To my 100% female audience, I love you guys. You are amazing. It's kind of amazing that in America, Germany, Nepal, South Korea, only females watch me. I guess that's a thing. But yeah, please keep watching. Anyways, let's get right into the news. Yeah, there's a very bad Keemstar reference for you. Let's talk about cancer.
Cancer is not good.
Yeah, it kind of depends. Like, what if, like, there's an old dude you really don't like, and he gets, like, cancer, and then he's gone, and you don't have to, like, smell him.
I hope you get famous, and you get canceled because of this podcast.
You know how many famous people talk about cancer and just, like this? No one cares. It's a disease.
Yeah, I know.
So what? People die.
In a year, you know how in like 10 years, it's probably going to be even worse than it is now with cancer.
In 10 years? What if the world's just gone? Like, what if the world's gone in 10 years?
Okay, but anyways, on a nicer note, if you can pass for a kid and you go to Red Robin, get macaroni and cheese.
There is a pause between the mac and roni. Mac-a-roni.
And fries with chocolate milk. Yeah. And the kids' menu has, like, you get to find people and things. You get to do a word search and a maze and tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, the kids' menu is kind of lit over at Red Robin.
And the ranch.
Yeah, the ranch is a banger. Yeah, Red Robin's kind of goated. If you don't go there, like, a lot. Like, if you were, like, a Red Robin stan, and you live by the Robin?
I do.
Are you a Robiner? I feel like that's what their friends are called, Robiners.
Friends?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a Red Robin fan.
Yeah, make a stan account for Red Robin.
I stan Red Robin. And Red Robin anties D&I.
What?
Red Robin anties D&I. Like anties.
I don't even know what
Red
that.
Robin anties D&I. You know how people say, like, this fandom, people who are an anti of this fandom do not join.
Oh, yeah.
Red Robin and, oh my god.
Anyways,
what's your best impression of a sixth grader?
Of a sixth grader? Mm-hmm. Like a sixth grader now or a sixth grader when I was in school?
A Jack as a sixth grader.
Jack? Because
we gotta say that.
Man. I hate that I can't buy the new Fortnite Battle Pass. Gotta get the new Fortnite Battle Pass.
Do you think that Jack is going to start, like, swearing and then doing it really badly?
No, I think he does. I think he does at school.
Yeah.
Like, he probably, like,
this is an S word, though.
Yeah, but, like, because, like, that's what I did, like, as a kid. And probably, I would swear at school, but never at home. I would say, like, damn and stuff, but I would never, like, actually swear. Like, now I don't give a shit, but in, like, elementary school, like, fifth grade and stuff.
Jack's going to sixth grade, though. He's not going to fifth grade.
You're going into seventh, right?
Yeah.
That was my favorite year of middle school.
What's your favorite year overall?
This year, definitely.
Well, let's keep doing your impression of Jack as a sixth grader.
No. Because that's not entertaining for the viewers.
It's entertaining for me. Okay, do it after the
show. No. Okay, I'll do it after the show then.
Welcome to Sackadenum, where
all
the best worlds combine into one. This is a little segment of the show before we hit the 5-minute mark.
Hopefully we get to keep recording.
Yeah, that's not happening. But we're going to ask you simple questions, and if you get all the questions correctly, you get a lunchbox.
With my knees on it.
Yeah. So let's go. Number one. We're still recording.
Yay.
Number one, I spy with my little eye. How does the rest go? Serious, how does the rest go?
That's it. You no, say I spy with my little eye something. Something
blue.
Am I answering?
You get one try.
That?
That? No, it was the flowers. You are really stupid. Question those number are teal. Two. How should we go on if you have to get all the questions right? Sakinenum is over and you lost the lunchbox with your knees.
But I need my knees back.
We'll get a Star Wars lunchbox and name it Elvis.
What? Who names their lunchbox?
That's Sakinenum.
Okay, that was our segment called Sakinenum. Let's talk about lamps.
Lamps? I think lamps, it really depends on the house and the lamp, like, shade style.
I remember your mom had the coolest lamp for a really long time.
Why'd she get rid of it? Did it break?
Some, I don't know. She had it up until, remember when you lived with Justin? Like, the last time?
No. When was that?
Like, you lived with Justin, Matt.
Oh, that was like 2013 or 14 or 15.
That was like 2016. That was like 2017.
Oh my god, really? No, yeah. No. 2017, I lived in the old house.
That was like 2016 then.
My first rock house. I can't say the full apartment house name.
Why? You live in Avalon Rock Meadow. Oh my god, okay. Yeah. For all you creeps out there. For all you creeps in
Idaho.
Yeah, Avalon Rock Meadow, Idaho. It's Washington.
Hey!
It's Washington.
Well, there's actually multiple. There's one next to the Alderwood Mall.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're all Avalon Rock Meadow.
Okay, but imagine living right next to the mall. That'd be so expensive.
Again, Anchor, pay me. I love you.
Okay, well, I think I would want to live there because imagine there's like a big pool in the mall where only Avalon Rock Meadow guests can go to. What was that for?
Let's talk about toilet paper. I think it's kind of overrated.
Well, time for our second segment of the show. Overrated or under?
Where?
So, first question is a bonus question. Well, actually, the bonus question is a couple little later. Number one, flower pots. Overrated or under?
For what use?
Pot.
Like growing wheat? I'd say I don't think you use specific flower, like just a generic flower pot.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think people use those to grow wheat.
So you would say next question.
Next question.
Bonus question. Look under there.
Underwear.
Time for our second question.
Or, in our third?
Yeah. No, that was a bonus question. So.
Wait, the first question was a bonus question.
No, the first question I said, oh, never mind. I didn't want to do it immediately after you made an underwear joke.
Oh, you know.
So, okay, number one. Number two. Doors.
I'd say they're perfectly rated. I don't think anyone's hating.
Number three. TV channel HBO Max Friends, aka Friends.
The show Friends.
Mm-hmm. And this year.
Go over.
But do people still watch it this year?
Oh yeah, me? I wouldn't say it's overrated.
I watch it every single day religiously, like just white noise.
I'm totally a Joey.
Oh my god!
Such a Joey.
What if I was a Friends character? What Friends character would I be?
Homeless Phoebe.
Yeah. You would definitely be, if Joey and Chandler had a child.
Yeah, that's what my girlfriend says. I'm a mixture between Joey and Chandler.
Yeah, but like, you would be Chandler.
Or Joey.
Joey?
Chewy.
Chewy? Imagine people shipping Joey and Chandler.
People do. People ship anyone. People ship Obama and Mitt Romney.
Don't know who the second person is. But I ship Obama and Tribbiani Joey Gladstone.
Gladstone?
From Full House. In Full House. Anyways, okay, I'm going to ask, time for our third segment of the day. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions from the hit show Friends about ship people from Friends. You're going to say yes or no.
Yeah, sorry to all my viewers. I will not get views after this.
Number one.
Or listens, I don't know.
Phoebe.
Wait, am I saying should they happen or not? Yeah. Or are they a thing?
Should they happen or not? Oh, okay. Phoebe and Joey.
Oh, yes. I always wanted that to happen in the show.
Okay. Number two. Rachel and Ross.
Yes.
Number three, Monica and Chandler.
Yeah.
Number four, Monica and Richard.
No.
Number five, Chandler and Joey.
Oh, yes.
Number six, Joey and Ross.
No.
Yeah. Number seven, that one episode where Phoebe and Ross were on a pool table and it was right after Ross found out Carol was a lesbian. Anyways, Phoebe and Ross.
As like a one night hookup. Not like a
yeah.
Not like a relationship.
Which almost happened. Ross and his cousin.
No.
Phoebe and Ross's cousin. You know the one where they're all staring at her?
Phoebe and her? And I'm only going to say no because I really don't... I can't remember her face.
Okay. Phoebe and Ursula.
No, they're related. Yeah, that's gross. Good
job. Ross, Monica.
Okay. Next segment.
No. Monica and Rachel.
Oh, yes.
Rachel and Phoebe.
Yes.
Phoebe and Monica.
Yes.
Monica from a year ago. Like from a year previous. Fat Monica and Chandler.
That did happen in that like one weird episode where they were like.
The one that could have been.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Fun Bobby and Phoebe.
Fun Bobby?
Monica's ex.
Oh.
The one who stopped drinking because of her and then said that she had a drinking problem. I just watched that one today.
No.
Yeah. Fun Bobby and Russ.
No.
Russ and Julie.
Julie?
Russ's girlfriend when Rachel finds out. The paleontologist that he makes a list about.
Oh, no.
It's Russ.
Russ.
The dude that Rachel dates after the list.
Yeah. Incident.
Yeah. What about Julie and Ross?
No.
Okay, next segment. What are your thoughts on Ross Geller?
Mid. Mm-hmm. I think he's a mid human being. He's kind of a pussy.
Anything in particular of why?
Not really. He just kind of... He's kind of a bitch.
Okay, well, here's why. Number one, out of the top of my head, he literally kissed Carol when A... She was in a relationship with Susan, and B, she's a lesbian, and also said to put a pin in the fact that she's a lesbian after the first time that Ross got on a date with anyone but Carol.
I mean, he's got a point.
Number two. Always not accepting the fact that Carol and Susan and Carol, I don't know, were dating and married and laughed at, and like...
Okay, this is not becoming a Friends podcast. But we're talking about...
It should be. No. I love Friends, okay?
That's cool.
End of segment, I guess.
Ugh. Okay, let's talk about... Dirty bean juice, also known as coffee.
Oh. It should just be called Dirty Bean Juice.
We should start a coffee brand called Dirty Bean Juice.
And then the colors are, like, really vibrant.
No, just brown. Just straight poop brown.
So this color?
I'm white. You're pointing at my arm.
Yeah, no, I'm calling you poop.
Oh, you're so funny.
Ow. No, I was literally at a Mariners game, and I was...
You were literally at a Mariners game. Thanks for the high five. Bye, la, la, la.
So I was literally at a Mariners game. And I was holding my phone, and Daddy got up to cheer, and he flicked my phone out of my hand, and my phone is on the screen protector, but it survived because it's cool.
That'd be funny if it, like, flew into the field.
Well, we were close, but we weren't that close. We were close enough that you can get out of your seat and go to the edge.
That's cool. I feel like baseball is overrated, and I've never really liked it.
I like it more than football, though. I don't get football.
I don't get it, but I'd like to watch it more than baseball.
I don't get
it. Just because people get tackled.
I don't get it, and I don't care to get it. I think basketball is...
I think football as a sport is very overrated. Yes. I feel like it's more of a bandwagon thing nowadays.
What about my mom? What about basketball?
Basketball?
Yeah.
I love basketball. Perfectly rated.
I don't have an opinion on it since I don't know how to play. Even though...
Do you know how to play football?
No, but football is just like a bunch of like 40-year-old straight white men. That's basically what it is.
That's not really.
That's at least 40% of their audience.
Oh, you mean their audience? Oh, yeah. I think about the play. No, that is like, that's like 75% of their audience.
Yeah.
The rest are 70-year-old white men.
No, but like, I don't get it. Unless your name is Rarrel.
That's not a name. Rarrel is not a name.
No, it's someone that we know. Who's
me? Oh.
Yeah. Why does she get so excited about it, too?
I don't know. That's not entertaining for the viewers, though.
Or the listeners. We should make a podcast where we just complain about our family.
That would either do really well or terrible.
It should do really well. It's a great idea. What are your thoughts on penises?
Next segment. Fans. Like the things that spin and make air.
Okay, so, no. Next segment. You talk, we listen. We're just going to have a minute of silence with a bunch of and oh, okay. So, starting now. We do that at the same time. Okay, sorry. Okay, starting now. Yeah, I see your point.
Oh, for real, though. Dirty bean juice. Ding, ding, Irish bells.
Okay, that segment's over.
Let's talk about Ireland.
Ireland? I have no idea.
I feel like Ireland and Scotland are secretly the same place. People just don't like to say it. I probably just offended, like, all my Scotland viewers. All the females that listen to me in Scotland. Okay, here, I'm talking to the audience right now. If
heart-to-heart conversation?
Yeah, heart-to-heart of the audience. The app says you guys are all 100% females.
Is that true?
Yeah, is this true? If there's a way to, like, okay, if there is any function to interact with this podcast at all, like a comment, a like.
I really want to say your email right now.
Okay, my email is Tawny, TAWNIE, 622543@gmail.com. If you're a viewer and you are female, just let me know. I'm not, like, trying in a weird way. I just want to know.
You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, get with an audience member or anything. I just genuinely want to know how much of my audience is female, because it says 100%, and I don't know if that's right.
Okay, number two.
Because she has her own account, and it says, like, what,
75% female, and the rest is male.
That's yeah, so that makes sense to me, but... It's been 100% female since I've started this podcast.
It started as 100% female, I think. Okay, anyways.
Yeah, I originally did.
How do you know? Like, how do you know? Does the app give you a...
Well,
say female?
I know it runs through Spotify, and I know...
Spotify doesn't give you an option.
I know, but it goes on other things, because Spotify isn't the main thing mine's popular on. It's also Apple Music, and I know... That's cool.
Okay, next segment. What are your thoughts on gay people?
I think they're cool. I like them.
Okay, what are your thoughts on lesbians?
They're cool.
What are your thoughts on non-binary people?
They're cool.
What are your thoughts on me?
You're kind of annoying, but you're cool.
So you're being lesbophobic and non-binary. Okay, get
it. What if you just announced that on a podcast? What if one of our family members watched that?
That the best podcast gone wrong is you. And who knows that this is, even if it's like, what if like Papa's listening to this and he doesn't even recognize your voice or my voice? Remember that one time where Rarell thought that when I was like kind of being like rude towards her in a way, she thought it was you?
That was stupid. We're not going to talk about that because that's boring.
Didn't she cry?
Yeah, for like an hour. No cap. Like, let's talk about blinds. Like the things on windows. Like
blind people?
No, like the things on windows, those things.
That's less boring. I mean, not boring.
Blind people? Let's talk about them. Where are you going? Okay, she's leaving the podcast. It's just me now.
I have to show you something.
Okay, she has to show me something. Come on. No, I'm not moving. So
this has been going on for 21 minutes.
Yeah, we're doing good.
We should make a Boomy album. Speaking of Boomy, my account is Frogs in a Box.
Let's both plug our Boomies.
Yeah, so I don't have that much money right now, but I've been making some really good music. I just turn my volume down all the way and do the worst settings. Comes up with the best stuff. That's you. And it's like, it's gonna be there. Okay, well, my friends added it to their playlist. And it's great, it's great, it's great. And, I need to reach $5 before I can get my money sent to me. And I have like $2 or $3 right now.
Okay, anyways, mine is...
My mom can't afford a hairbrush and my dad's homeless, please.
That's an exaggeration.
No, he literally was living in his car. He got kicked out of his church house. /Oxford House/ he literally drank this
morning. Okay, but also, hasn't that been happening for the past, like, 4 years off and on?
Well, yeah, but still, if you say it to someone who doesn't know, it's just...
Yeah, but at this point, it's his way of life. Anyways, so, I'm, like, low-key a producer, too, so if y'all need beats, hit me up. I'm, like, Kanye.
Kanye or Kanye?
Now watch me whip.
Now watch
me yay.
Now watch me Kanye.
Yeah, so look up Unknown with a Zero on SoundCloud and you'll find me. Dienes agua en tu cuartos for all my Spanish viewers. Spanish speaking viewers, more so. Apples. Granny Smith or honeybee apples?
Literally, what are any of those?
It's a different, like, type of apples.
I choose the red ones. Also, I don't like apples just eating them raw. I only do that with tomatoes.
They're kind of goated. You should try. Ew.
You put some salt on them. It tastes so good.
There's a UFC fighter that does that.
Well, do it with cucumbers. Cucumbers with salt is really good, too. Well,
are you telling me you just take a cucumber and, like...
That.
Oh, okay.
Cut up. But like, not with tomatoes. But tomatoes cut up are a lot better.
So yeah, the juice doesn't squirt
everywhere. Your face looks like, and like, you're not even kidding. I could draw you.
I'm not even, you're not even, you said you're not even kidding. I could. Who would win in a fight? Papa or Vecna?
Who do you think?
Papa. Papa would go ham on Vecna. I don't even know what a Vecna is. I just know it's from Stranger Things. Don't try to explain it because I don't care.
Me neither.
Okay.
I'm really bored.
Okay, so this has been the best podcast gone wrong. Thank you, guys. If any singular soul watches this, anyone, I love you. And use Anchor. I don't know if there's a thingy in the beginning of this that's gonna say like my intro or some shit. But yeah. For all my Spanish speaking viewers, Tienes agua en tu cuartos. Yeah, I love you guys. Good night. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. I love you.